You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, this is Tanya Pinkins. You can't say that on the Broadway Podcast Network. Wow, it's been 1 year. This is the 1 year anniversary of me having conversations weekly with interesting people and getting to share them with all of you. Some of the feedback I got along the way was, we don't know what it's going to be. We don't know what the structure is. Where is it going to go? Yeah, life's kind of like that too. So it's been a rough ride. And I'm not even talking about the pandemic, the uprisings, or the election. But it's been so worth it. And so I want to say thank you to all of you who listen, who've been loyal, who keep coming back. Please rate and review us on Apple and Spotify and all the places where people listen. I don't plan what we're going to talk about when I invite a guest. I believe that there is something very vibrant and present in the space, in every space at all time. And if you're open to it, something special can come through and be revealed. And often people say things that they didn't think they could say because they are being heard. They feel being heard because I am listening. And thank you to all of you who listen too. It's important for me to create a space for people to have experiences that they don't risk having in their day-to-day life. It's hard to risk reaching out to someone who's different, to risk being attacked, being humiliated, pronouncing their name wrong, failing, looking stupid, being vulnerable. I happen to rush into those experiences as a daily practice. I am willing to fall on my face for the sake of connection and the experience of something that my limited body and senses is not capable of. For me, it's a way of expanding everything that I am by being willing to be vulnerable in the presence of another and let them pick me up and teach me and often show me the world through their eyes. I hope you've gotten to see some worlds through some different eyes. And I think my greatest hope for that is that it'll start to change the narrative around storytelling. This is the Broadway Podcast Network. And so much of our storytelling has been limited and narrowed by a perspective of a very young species of humans on the planet. Very young, very immature, in a very immature nation. There's so many older cultures, so many older traditions that when something is sacred, people actually just don't share it. And so when you make an effort and show that you are willing to do the hard work that it takes to actually grow and learn, sometimes pearls will be offered. Many pearls have been offered in this year. And I'm grateful for you for coming back and helping me dive for pearls. Keep listening. bpn.fm/YCST. You can't say that. And you can write to me at tanyapinkins.com if there's someone you'd like me to interview or a question you want me to answer or ask someone in the world. I'm always willing. I'm always willing to take a risk to learn something new. So thank you to all of you. And please wear a mask. They save lives. Maybe not yours, but they definitely save lives. I'm Tanya Pinkins.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.